Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm so excited because we're getting ready to dig into another hot topic. But before we get into it, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together collectively as a community. As we collect ourselves, Lord, we ask that we every mind and every ear that is tuned in, locked and loaded to this program, that they can learn something from it, get a blessing from it, and a lesson that they can take back and share with others. We ask that you cover them in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Just as a disclaimer, I'm a Christian that does hip-hop, okay? So I believe that I put God first, and he will bless accordingly. Now, I can't tell you what to do, but I hope that it plays an influence in your life as well. Anyway, meanwhile, let's get into this topic. Let's get going into it. How do record companies turn a profit today? It's a big question in my mind, and hopefully tonight we can dig in and get some people to support what we're trying to say here tonight. We have, right now we have an easy access to downloading music online today. Viewing videos is more in demand than ever. We can get it on YouTube. We no longer have to really lean on the main channels like once we had was the VH1, MTV, and BET as our main sources to get music. Now it's a wild animal out there. Music is accessible. We can download music. We got a lot of people loading the internet with nothing but music, so it's at our access, easily at our access. You got hackers that's all sharing music. Social network, you know, we can pretty much Google what we want, and we got it. It's there. It's at our fingertips. Now, my question is, how are record companies, what role are they playing today? How are they recovering costs, and what kind of innovative methods are they using to do so? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. I got Yvonne Wilcox on with me tonight. Yvonne, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hi, I was glad to join in today. I was kind of like found it at the last minute, so I was excited that I did find it on time because I was looking at to see, oh man, what day was this? But I do like the topic because I'm more of a music publisher than I am a record label. But I use that term record label because I don't. I do the investment for my artists myself.
Okay. So my question to you then, like I say, it's a lot going on as far as what's impacting the internet today, and it's so easily accessible. How do they recover costs if they put forth an advance to an artist? What are they doing now? What are the innovative methods in which they're coming up with to recoup?
That's one thing I'm telling a lot of artists now. They're going like, well, I need somebody to cut me a check. And I try to tell them, people are not cutting checks no more. Because you think about the singles on 99 cents, you're probably going to spend anywhere from $500 to $1,500 to make a music video. And guess what? People are just clicking like when you post it on Facebook and MySpace and LinkedIn. They're not really even going and listening to the music. They're just clicking like and rolling on to the next one. So it is hard to make that money back. And a lot of times the artists don't understand that if you're the management company and you're the record label or you're the publisher, you're spending a lot of money, you know, just to make a record, and you're not. Then you have the type of music that they're downloading the beats from, and it has tags in it. Download your freebie. How are you going to sell a single when it keeps saying rolling in it? Download your freebie. Pay for your freebie now. And if you're going to put a beat in and have a tag, make sure it doesn't say that that beat is free, because then people are not going to want to buy it. Why would they buy it?
Hey,
so right now, what I'm doing more of, I'm pushing more of the streaming, because you can make a little bit of income if someone streams your music and they listen to it. It's better than not getting no money at all, because at some point you're not getting money at all. I mean, it's a good single. It's just not selling, like you said, because people can download it for free or they can YouTube it all day long they want to. And if one person do buy it, then the whole neighborhood is going to have it for free. So it is a problem. Because back in the day, we didn't have that. All the way you could listen to music, you had to either go to a club, listen to a DJ play it, or you hear it on the radio when you got to listen to the DJ or the host talk through the whole thing, so you can't really tape it and get it clear. Now, you can pay a subscription. You don't have to hear no commercials at all. Just listen to music all day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yvonne, stay with me. I'm going to bring Raw Dog in. This is my brother. He's there on my side, making sure everything stays straight here on the program. This is our music director, Raw Dog. Raw Dog, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, good evening, Poetic, and good evening, Yvonne. You know, I think you got a good subject here because, you know, the industry, I mean, you know, the things that the industry is doing to the artists in recouping and making money, and literally the artist is, you know, that you might think is on top, they're not making the money. They're, you know, I read a few articles, and, you know, because I wanted to be clear on my impression of the industry and to find out if they were still the same way that they used to be. And, you know, the Billboard charts that, you know, they talk about the artists and the sales by the artists. Now, here's something funny. There was an artist that had a two record in its one album, okay? And if you purchased that, you then were buying two records. And so the sale went as though they sold two records rather than one. And so they were building the charts. Billboard sales charts were actually false rather than the true sales of the product, you know, and that Billboard had done some, you know, that was trying to regulate it, but the music industry was also, since their distribution, they were putting the scanning code on other CDs that were being distributed by them that report back to the sales to Billboard. And I just went, wow, that's kind of slick. You know, so artists that were supposedly high on the chart for sales and getting awards and what have you, the sales weren't that high. Now, one article that I read, I think everybody knows the artist Prince. Well, Prince was on tour, and in the ticket that you bought for his show was included was the price for the CD, so that everybody that came to the show received the CD, and it was considered a sale of his CD. So it was the charts showed a large sale of his CD, but it was included in the ticket price. So it was a false reading. They weren't going out buying the CD. They were going to the concert, and the CD had the price of the ticket for the concert had the price of the CD, and they were given the CD. at the concert, but it wasn't advertised that way. So that's
wow.
how he got Billboard ratings. And, you know, there were a few other tidbits. I'll get into them a little later. But when you think of that, that was really clever. That was
and
really
that's what I was
clever.
Gonna ask. I was going to ask you that question. Was that clever? Was that innovative, creative, or was it just slick?
It was all that in a bag of chips. It really was. I mean, you know, everything that you said, wow, what a great strategy. That's like, you know, killing two birds with one stone. And so, he received, if I'm not mistaken, a Grammy that year. He was on other award shows by the Billboard charts showing that his album was selling that big. He did television shows and what have you where he performed. He was even at the Super Bowl one year.
Was this back in the days, Raw Dog, or was this something in current times?
Well, this was, let's say, within the last 8 years.
Back in the days.
Well, 8 years is not back in the day.
Okay.
10 years, then you start calling it back in the day.
But I want to ask Yvonne. Yvonne, what's your thoughts?
Well, I kind of think that, like you said, it's slick. It's kind of deceitful, but it's kind of like what they do with the fans. I mean, basically one of the same where people can buy fans. Now, if you buy 10,000 fans and you bring your ranking up, is that fair to other people that actually went out to clubs and met people and gained real fans? I don't think it is, because you know what happened is that I'll look at you as an artist and I'll book you based on you having 10,000 fans. So I'll think, oh, my venue is going to be popping. It's going to be hot. I'm going to have this artist come and perform, and all his or her 10,000 fans are going to show up. But guess what? They're not going to show up because they're somewhere in India somewhere. They bought them. So now only one or two people, and one is your mom and one is your dad, and maybe your sister went to the bar to get her a drink, and she's in the club. So, that's kind of, like I said, deceitful, because now people are looking at you as being a hot star, which you're not. I mean, I see people with YouTube views. And how you could tell the YouTube views about is that it's a lot of views, but it's very few likes and very few comments. So that's kind of
correct.
Like, I mean, really,
correct.
You think about it, it looks good on one end, but then on the end it catches up with you. Much like everything, it catches up with you when you start doing shows, and even worse, when you put your 99-cent single out there and nobody buys it. But you know something, I'm going to say this, I'm going to give y'all back the mic. One thing I noticed now is a lot of artists are paying to be in magazines. Now, call me the devil's advocate, but I'm like, if you put your link on Facebook for them to click and listen to your music, people are too lazy to click that. What makes you think they're going to leave their houses, go buy a $6.99 magazine, find your link in there, and go to their computer and type and find it? Not going to happen. I mean...
Well, you know, the magazine is also changing too within the age of the digital age. So today, that link is available within the magazine. If it's a hot magazine, don't get me wrong, people are attracted to the magazine because the name players, and the name players are there, and that your link happened to be in there, and they like what they see, or it's something that caught their eye about your thing, then you're in a privileged market. But if that's not the case, then, you know, you could easily be overlooked.
Well, what I'm saying is I see a lot of artists on Facebook and MySpace and LinkedIn holding up these magazines, these actual printed-out magazines that you buy from the store, and telling people, go buy these magazines and find me in there. People, they're not going to do that. They're not going to click. If they're too lazy to click when the link is right there in front of their faces and on Facebook, they're not going to go out and buy the magazine. I mean, and going to the magazine, even if it's digital, they're too lazy to click on the link that you provide for them right there on their wall. Why would they go to a magazine and click on it? You know, it's just like we have to really, and then I think about it while I back up, what's so important about you? Why are you in the magazine? See, back in the day, you didn't get to be in the magazine until you were actually a star. I mean, you somebody got one little single on iTunes and nobody's buying. What are you saying in a magazine that's going to be worth us going even looking at it or looking for you in the beginning?
Right on, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, she's right. And then, to a degree, as an artist, it's promotion. Okay? I understand what she's saying, but how many people have photo albums of when they were a kid, when they were a teenager, and this and that, and the art, and articles that about them or achievements, you know? It's something as a bragging right, but it's also promotion. You know, most of the people that, you know, the big artists that were in magazines, that was a promotion. You know, that was paid by the label. And so, you know, I understand what she's saying about that. You know, but here's you know, YouTube comments can be made private so that everybody doesn't view them. So, you know, in hiring somebody to perform, you know, that's where the resume, that's where the audition, where can I come see you, you know, the track record of, well, where have you performed and how big a venue, and, you know, and then the questions about, okay, what equipment are you going to, do you have that's necessary for your performance? So you have all of those things, and maybe even a telephone number from the last place that they performed at, that would give them a nod. So in hiring them, they have a past. They have something that you can research, you know. But, you know, the thing about the independent artist, you know, when you start to think about it and you look at it and you go, well, wait a minute now, there's all kinds of tricks and things that they can do. Yeah, okay, some go out there and they buy people, you know, the views, okay? But now the thing about it is that even the best of artists don't get likes and dislikes anymore. They get views. And YouTube can be a place by the views getting paid by the number of views that you get. You know, when we think about the videos and what have you going on, a Beyonce, a Jay-Z, a video of theirs, they're putting it on there and they have advertisement with that video. So they're getting money for that. Every, you know, what is it, over 1,000 views and then they start getting paid? Well, you know, then if you've got a name, you're going to get better paying ads that go along with the video that you post. You know, when we talk about YouTube and people posting, generally they monetize that so that by the views they get paid. Now, I understand from one artist that came through my studio that did that, and he monetized the video, and he said that YouTube knows the true views from the paid views, and he paid to have views on there. But they start paying after the actual views get over 1,000. So, you know, there's gimmicks. I can't blame them for buying it. I haven't done that, but I can't blame them for doing it because, you know, part of it is that, you know, people have a tendency to follow out of curiosity when they see big numbers. They want to see what everybody else is seeing. That's part of why they buy that. They think, oh, okay, they've had 10,000 views. Let me go over here and see. You know, and that's when, you know, that starts to get them more views. Is it right? Maybe, maybe not. You know, it depends. It just depends on what time of day it is, if it's a full moon, you know, or some of that. You know, it works for some and it backfires for others.
I got a question. Yvonne, got a question for you. How much of your time is spent listening to FM radio today?
Absolutely zero.
Absolutely
I have not
zero.
Listened to FM station since 2010, which I know is probably sad. I have not listened
and I need
to
know
AM
why.
Or
I need
FM.
To know why. Why?
Number one, because when I get into a car, I have my iPhone or my iPad, which I can plug in and listen to my internet radio stations that I pay for a subscription that I don't have to listen to commercials and people talking.
Wow.
But I did want to,
so
I just,
like
I did want to touch upon that.
So wait. You just touched the nerve here. So you don't even like to hear talk shows.
I like to hear talk shows if they have something.
Are we talking right now?
Well, I have a talk show, too, so I have to support. I have
okay.
mine, I've had mine for almost 5 years now. So I believe in that
okay.
because this is where you should talk. Sometimes you listen to radio stations, the DJ will talk forever. I was just like, man, for real, play the music already, man. I'm already almost where I was supposed to be at, and I haven't heard a song yet. You know, so, but I did want to touch upon the YouTube thing because I want people to be aware that if you have a YouTube video, and you have it set up to where you earn money from it. If you watch your own video and you don't turn off that little ad on there within a few seconds, you will get your account disabled, and all the money that you made will be forfeited because they will say that's an invalid click. You are not allowed to look at your own videos with the ad running when it belongs to you. So a lot of people don't know that. So a lot of people have had thousands of dollars that was locked up into the YouTube thing and they didn't get paid. Because it was fraudulent, it was deemed fraudulent, and they don't give you none of that money. Trust me, because I had an account years ago, and I didn't know that I couldn't watch my own video. I didn't know that I had to turn that thing off. I found out the hard way when I got my account disabled. And also right now, they are going through with the copyright issues. If some of the music you're uploading has copyrights that you're not a part of, you can get your three strikes, get your YouTube channel shut down. So that's a lot of stuff people need to understand when they start saying, yeah, I'm going to start putting my video up there and getting paid. Okay, don't watch it. Make sure you don't watch it. Make sure you have it somewhere else on your computer so you can listen to it. Do not watch it on your channel without disabling that ad.
Wow, you know, that's a tidbit of information there because really that's one of those things you got to be in the know. And thank you for sharing that with us because hopefully you didn't save somebody their account.
Yeah, because they don't tell you that until after you all you get is this vague email saying your account has been disabled. You know, you'll no longer be getting paid for your views or anything. And you go like, well, why? Of course, there's no number to call Google. But I'm a Google partner, so I kind of like went through this Google training to get a certified trainer when I wanted to do AdSense and AdWords. And I asked that question, like, you know what, why are you here? Answer this question. And he told me about that. I was like, wow, okay, I got you.
Okay. Let's go into this thing. I want to ask you guys. Okay, let's say an artist got signed to a label. He gets signed for $100,000, okay? The record label spend out $100,000 producing his CD, okay? And to actually produce his album, they spend out $1 million to produce it, okay? And my question are they just giving this artist this money? Or is this a loan that they're giving to the artist to pay back? Is this part of the way the art they get the money back by investing in this artist, or do they consider it as a loss when they're putting it into this artist? Because it's a risk going into that, especially if it's an unknown artist.
It's kind of like starting a business. When you start a business, like you say a grocery store, you're gonna have to buy all of your washing powder, your eggs, whatever you're going to put in your grocery store, you have to buy all that. But you buy that with the intention of selling it for a profit. That's what record labels do. But you think about a management system, some artists get it mixed up. Record labels, you really have to pay that money back because they are investing in you because they want to make a profit off of you. Now, artists will get a manager, and want their manager to spend all this crazy amount of money when they're not signed with a record label and thinking that it's going to be the same way. No, no, no. You got to pay your manager back. And so that's what a lot of artists don't understand. They want to come and get cash advance from their manager, and a lot of artists want a manager just so the manager can pay all those expenses that a record label would have paid if they were signed to a label. But artists, that money has to go back to your manager plus whatever percentage the manager has paid. So there you go. So if the manager has spent $10,000 on you, you owe the manager $10,000 plus 10, 15, 20% of whatever the commission was. So that's one thing people got to realize, that the artists and record labels, I mean management and record labels are totally different when it comes back to what money comes back and who do not get money back.
All right. So is it fair that a record label, if they spent this hella beans on you, is it fair for them to not pay you the money, that you don't see any money to your second and third album, because we've shelled out a heck of a lot of money on you? We haven't recouped the dime back. And in order for us to recoup it back, you probably won't see money into your second, third album. Do you think that's fair?
No, I don't think that's fair. I said that's not fair, because as a record label, that's your job. You're investing in the artist with hopes to get it back. That's much like gambling. That's just like when you go to gamble somewhere, you can't say, hey, I want my money back. Talking to the place where you were at, want your money back. You risking it. That's the same thing. That's a gamble. They gambled on this artist, so if they make a profit, if not. But when the artists do start getting a commission, the record label is only supposed to get their part of it.
They're supposed to get their part. They're supposed to get their money back, and they're supposed to. And they're supposed to get a profit on it. You don't agree with that?
I mean, that's why they charge anywhere from 20-30% more than what management charges. I mean, you look at what record labels, sometimes it's 60-40, and it's 60 on the record label side, that because that's how they recoup their money back. They recoup their money back by being 60-40. The artist only gets 40%, and the record label gets 60%, because that's what is included with them getting back from what they invested.
Artists don't see that. But, Rob, where you at?
Well, yeah, you know, okay. I've been reading a lot. Now, one incident on the record label, and we talked about Chief Keef, okay? Yeah, he got an advance on his first album, and he put it out. And he had a quota and a deadline date to which he had to remake that money back for them to continue with his contract. Now, catch this. The word was continue with his contract, or he would be owing the amount that they had advanced for his career. Now, the catch to this is when they, if he didn't recoup, there's a, from that deadline date, it's like a foreclosure. The label still owns the product, but that's when the contract has gone into default, which means any revenue after that certain date for that album, the CD, it's theirs for the lifetime they want to put it out. He doesn't get anything.
Not at all?
Not after, if he didn't make the deadline in the quota. The contract's null and void. We've always wondered. Now listen to this. We've always wondered why some of the artists like Bill Withers and I know his guitar player, Benoris Blackman. And he came from Washington State up here, and he's still waiting for his residual or his royalties from being the guitar player that had an interest in the album sales. But the deadline date on the contract stopped the royalties from them getting paid because they didn't fulfill the actual contractual agreement of what the label was supposed to recoup by a certain time. Now, just like a mortgage loan, if you miss your house payment and the date it's due, your house will go into foreclosure at accelerated rates. Now, to stop the foreclosure, you've got to pay that accelerated rate, the attorney's fees, and all those things for it to go back to normal. The record industries, it's a contract. You got to read the fine print. They can sell that CD forever. But after a certain time, it's their product. It's theirs. It's no longer the artist thinking that there's anything coming to him. The interest rates have gone up on the advance. Remember, the artist still owes them. Why would they put a deadline in a contract if they're going to produce three different albums? But it depends upon the first one, you know, recouping their money. So when you start to think about it, the labels are slicker than snot. They're slick. Don't get around it. They're there to make money. That's why we always tell the artists, if you're being offered a contract with the label, you need an attorney to go through the contract so you're going to know exactly what's going on. Because it's to their benefit, the contract they're offering. You know, and then you have to start to think about it, and you go, well, wait a minute. If there's a deadline and I've got to have a sales quota of so many, you know, 500,000 albums by such and such a date, and I don't make it, how does that affect the money that comes in later? There's none coming back to the artist.
Now, you say something there. There's none coming back to the artist. They didn't shell, okay, like in this example here, they didn't shell out $1 million in producing your album. They've paid for your recording costs. They paid for making.
Now remember what you're saying that they paid for, because that's why they own it after a certain date, and the artist doesn't get any money. Now say what they did for
it. Say it again.
You were just saying they paid for the recording time. They paid for this. That's why after a certain deadline,
they paid for the radio. Radio ads, they paid for everything, all the promotional stuff. Don't get me wrong. They have shelled out money. And just like you said, I'm not against them, but I don't agree with all of it wholeheartedly. But I can understand, as a bank put out money for a house, they giving you this money on a loan. Now, a bank, to me, for the house, they owe a charger.
Okay. And they're just like the record industry.
Be honest with you, it's a good analogy.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? The record industry is going to get their money.
They're going to get
their
money.
Shelf life.
Well, now my question is, do they always get their money? They on the most part, with most artists, they make their money off a select few if they get a hit.
They get their money back.
On every artist that they sign?
Let's put it like this. There's no 100% of anything.
Suppose the artist is a flop. They're one hit wonder. They got one song that popped, and everything else on the album nothing else ever did anything. So, are they really recovering full cost?
You know, there was an artist like that. You remember
There's
an artist
plenty.
Named
not,
Sylvester?
Not was. It's plenty. It's plenty.
No, no, but do you remember an artist named Sylvester?
Yeah, I remember Sylvester.
One song.
No.
So, yeah.
Let me go to a quick break, and I want to include anybody who is listening. I want you guys to press the number 1 on your phone if you'd like to participate in tonight's topic. We'd like to get you involved, but I do not want to go calling on numbers without knowing that you want to participate. So by pressing the number 1, that let us know, and it brings you to the top, that you want to be heard and you want to voice your opinion on tonight's topic. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight we're talking about how do record companies turn a profit today. It's a discussion, guys, and we'd like for you to take part in it and be a part of tonight's program. So stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. So stay with us.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your hip hop national news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your hip hop national news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
All right, here I am having bored, crazy moments, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. How do record companies turn a profit today? And Yvonne, you had said something actually that kind of touched a nerve for me, and you were saying that artists, you said, why would they want to go out and buy your check you out in a magazine? Now, my question is, why did anybody ever want to look at anybody in a magazine?
When you look at someone in a magazine, it means that they accomplished something. I mean, when I go and read an article about someone, even if it's an artist, I want to know that he or she has did some type of maybe some type of volunteer work, or they went and fed the homeless. or they just came out with a new single and it sold maybe 200 copies the first week. I don't want to go and just read it and saying that, oh yeah, I got my first iTunes thing. I mean, that is not accomplishment. You know, I'm thinking that when you have something, and then, mind you, they're paying $200 and $300 for these articles. These things are not free. It's not like when back in the day when someone would see an artist, a journalist or editor, and actually invite them to come and do an interview. Why they don't have to pay any money, and then they would do a write up on. These people are paying for write ups. And write up
now,
for what? What have you accomplished?
Now I want to. That's why I wanted to touch notes on that. And I agree with you, but I disagree. The reason why I agree is because yes, you want to know that somebody accomplished something. But the why I disagree is the only way they get themselves out there for you to know that they accomplished is they have to be creating a buzz. They have to create that news that's out there. Sometimes it takes somebody reading about them in an article that may say, hey, let me see who this person is. Sometimes an article sometimes is promotions that help you get there. But I agree with you, if they haven't had any kind of recognition at all, you never heard their music, so how could you identify? But if you've heard
the thing is that people don't understand that it's a difference between public relations and advertisement. See, what an artist needs to do that's just coming out is do an advertisement, not put in a magazine. See, that makes it public relations, and that's publicity. Publicity is not paid. It is something that someone does because of recognition. See, that's why a lot of people don't understand the difference between marketing and publicity and press PR and press work and all of that. They get it confused. They're using the magazine. Okay, go ahead.
Most magazines, I won't lie to you, most magazines that you see are a lot of paid articles.
Yes, but back in the day, it wasn't like that. It was
some
like
of the bigger magazines that, no, you just didn't know. Don't get me wrong. A lot of that, unless the editor of the magazine reached out to you, found you, and really wanted to do a story on you, in which they do have stories in there. But a lot of stuff in magazines and even in newspapers back in the day, they were paid ads. Advertisement is advertisement. You have to advertise to get if nobody, you don't have a story, you got to create the story. You don't agree with that? You totally disagree with that?
I tell you what, out of all my years of ever reading a newspaper or a magazine, I never, ever went to the editorial section to read about an artist. I go to the music section. The thing is, they are buying the articles and they put it in the wrong section. You're putting it in the editorial. People that are reading the editorial section probably hate hip-hop, hate rap, wish it just go away and just die, a slow death. So you put it, you find it and you're putting it in the wrong thing. Maybe you have the right intentions, but you're putting in the editorial section. All it's doing is helping the newspaper. It's doing nothing for you. See, people want to do stuff, and they do it for they think for the right intention, but they don't know because they're doing it the wrong way. I go to the editorial section. I'm telling you the truth. I don't want to hear about no music. You just put your first album out there. I go to see about stuff that can help politics or something. That when I want to read about music, I go to the music entertainment section. That's why I go. I go to the event section. People are putting stuff in the editorial. Someone needs to train these people. Stop spending $200 to be in the editorial. So just because it's in the first section doesn't mean people are going to read it. Going to skip over it like me, go to the back where all the hot stuff is, the entertainment,
well,
the events, and all
well,
the rest
well,
of stuff.
Well, actually,
you got
a point. You got a point. Because don't get me wrong, you want to go see where everything is happening in the music, not just one thing is happening. So I don't disagree with what you're saying there, but all I'm trying to say is certain things take a promotional budget, and this is what the record label has always done that people don't realize, that the record label had played a true role in making that artist's career, building the momentum, putting out press releases. Which a lot of the unsigned artists that's coming up today are not even familiar with.
Good question. Do you know about the popularity bars on iTunes? when you go and you look at a single and there you can tell how popular that single is. It's funny that I've seen a lot of people putting their stuff in magazines. They bars was number two before they put the magazine, put their stuff in magazine. Guess what? They still number two bars. Out of all 20 bars that can be up there, they still number two. I go look at their Reverb Nation. They score is so ranked so low, it's a dash. It ain't even got no number. And then you look at their Twitter followers. It's 15 Twitter followers. So I'm like, what did that magazine do for you? That's what I'm trying to tell people. And see, a lot of people don't even pay attention to that popularity bar in iTunes. But they don't know that bar can raise up even if people don't buy your music. If they click that 30-second little thing and listen to your track for 30 seconds, your popularity will go up. Why is your popularity still at two bars when you didn't pay $200 for this thing, $300 for that? You haven't even progressed even a bar. I would be satisfied if you went to bar number three, which is still two.
Well, you know what, Poetic? I do understand what she's saying. Because, you see, R&B singers, gospel singers, jazz musicians, even rock, pop, and metal, they all get a critic's article somewhere that gives them publicity. But the rappers are embellishing who they are and how great they are, and they give you false impression. You know, that's like you mentioned about being able to trust what's going to come out of a rapper's mouth and the performance, you know, to be entertained by them. Now, you know, a singer is going to sing. Either they're on pitch or they're very talented or they're so-so, but they have gimmicks to make them better. A rapper... And I hear what she's saying. You hire a rapper to perform for your party, and you think you're getting a good talent because he's got hits on YouTube. There was an article in a magazine that was directed to his Facebook site. So in your research, you see all of these things. And then he shows up with the DJ in his T-shirt, what have you, and as he's rapping, his pants are sagging, and he keeps grabbing his groin there, and you go, wow, how did I get misled? You don't know what to expect from a hip-hop artist in their performance, because the production is one thing. Their performance is so eclectic. You know, when it came to R&B singers and all of those people, they had a formula to follow on how and what people expected the artist to do when he's on stage. You know, during the James Brown era, there was the Wilson Pickett. There was the Otis Redding, you know, during the Motown era of the OJs and the Isley Brothers and all of those, you could expect them to be stepping and in harmony. But you say a rap artist, what do you expect? What kind of show do you expect?
I know me, I would expect for the house to be packed because I would want him, his friend, the bow-legged man he'd been giving Lucius to for 2 years. I expect all of them to be in there, packed up the house. All his high-fiving brothers, the people that I see on Facebook with all the money that they holding up. Yeah, I paid. I'm getting paid. I'm living large. I want to see all of those people packed in my club, in my restaurant, in my venue. That's what I expect. But like you said, all of that is just for show. It comes just you and the DJ, your mom and your dad, and maybe your little sister. They're probably old enough to get into the club.
Mm-hmm. Or if you would have had Rick Ross's birthday party booked in your club, towards the end of the night, him and the DJ would have gotten an argument, and then the DJ would have got shot six times. So, I mean, How do you know what
to
expect?
But that would have made your club hot. You can better believe that your club would get hot. Next week, people are going to be talking about that because it seems something about controversy that gets everybody excited. It seems like rap artists don't get any type of recognition until they get shot, killed, or maybe almost dead, or have a seizure, and then they say that you died. But it's always has to be
you
some controversy
before. You think that would
make
your club even be – you think that people would come to your club after that kind of stuff?
A lot of the hardcore guys would because a lot of people live to die. And when they be making those songs about living to die, sometimes they really do. They'd be like, yo, man, they shooting up in that club. I'm going to go up in there.
I'm scared of your part of town, boy. I tell you. Mm-mm. But when you get to be my age, you don't want conflict like that. But yeah.
Neither do I, but I manage artists of different ages, so I kind of like know exactly what. I mean, I used to do host battle rap contest, and it was more action outside with the fights than it was inside. I'm like, where did everybody go? It's a fight outside. A fight outside again? Oh, my God. So I kind of like stopped doing the battle rap because it was more outside on the sidewalk than it was inside people doing battle rap.
Hmm. Okay. I know that they had an issue up here in Washington State behind having, you know, events and having rappers and what have you. And it's hard to get a permit to allow to do that because they make you hire police officers, off-duty police officers as security in and outside. So, you know, it,
you're right
it made
about
it,
that. I've been through that. Where,
yeah,
like,
see, now how much
more? Some venues won't even let you do it.
Yeah, and then how much more expensive does it make to have something like that when you could go find an R&B singer and they're not gonna push that issue on you because that you're not going to draw supposedly the same crowd as if you were having a rap event?
I have had a venue owner in New York actually tell me to my face, I asked him how much would it cost. He said $1,500 a night. That was good for the. Then he said, wait a minute, wait. What type of audit you gonna have? I said rapper. He's like, oh no, I said okay. I mean, he was saying no rappers so many times. I was like, okay, enough already. But he gave me back my $1,500 and told me no.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And that's another bad situation. See, now when we talk about labels and them promoting and sending their artists on tours, that's why it's a harder road for the artists that sign with the label because to throw an event, they're going to have to spend more money than if it was just a country western band or an R&B group. So
why you say that?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately.
Return on investment and for property damage, which I've had several times when I had an event.
Well, the only reason why I say that is because how about the rock? You speak down about the rapper thing, and it's not in every concert. But then, how about the rock groups that you know that actually sometimes had riots at theirs?
Well. Let's put it like that.
And smashing guitars against the speakers and tearing up, what you call it? I mean, don't
well,
get me wrong.
Now that might be part of the
behavior.
Show.
Outrageous behavior is outrageous behavior.
But see, now smashing their guitars outside their amps, that might be part of the show. They can write that one off and go buy another guitar.
Okay.
See, also, a lot of other Germans also have insurance. See, a lot of us, and I say us, I mean in the hip-hop and the rap, we don't even want to go get an ASCAP or a BMI membership. We don't want to pay for that. We don't want to do none of that. So a lot of people get their music copyrighted. Some of us, I've met some artists that don't write their music down. They don't write their lyrics, and they don't copyright their music. So
amateurs. They not serious business people. They're not serious business.
But they claim they've been in the business for 15 years. They're making music 15 years.
They got 15 years of a lack of understanding because they ain't going to get paid. Not through the industry because ASCAP, BMI, TSAC is your way of getting,
getting paid because it's being monitored, and that's it's also your way of getting reported to move to Billboard.
Yeah.
Billboard.
Mm-hmm. But now, so,
but
now,
you know, I never mentioned CSAC because CSAC is one of those kinds.
Well, you know what? Now, those that claim they've been in there 15 years but don't want to go through ASCAP and all of that, you know, I've known musicians that have never belonged to the Musicians Union, and they played over 45 years, okay? So when we start talking about what people will do and won't do, let's think about it in this aspect. The music industry, okay, a Jay-Z can afford to put his money down, buy the insurance, have the security, and charge more for the tickets to come and see his concert. He's got all the money to front up. He doesn't have to go to the labels and have them do that. You know, so when we start talking about, you know, most of the young artists that are coming up, they, the independent ones that you might hire, there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of, how do they put it, the underground language, the explicit language that they might use. They're inciting violence or bad attitudes. You can't get around it, you know. I've heard a lot of lyrics that have been submitted to be played on Hip Hop National, and you know, when you start to talk, you know, a lot of the new rappers are doing ego songs. I'm the baddest, I'm this, if you step to me, I'll that, and all this, or my posse will, you know, I put a foot here. Yeah, you know, when you start to think about it, it's all aggressive. You know, music is about love, romance, dance, let's party. You know, when you're in the club, that's what they're missing, setting the attitude to let's get it on and party and let it ride. You know, let's forgive each other tonight and let's just party. Everybody put a smile on your face. You know, like Ice Cube did, you know. It was a good day. You know, there was no murders in South Central L.A., you know. So it was a good day. Well, check it out. People could smile. People could feel good. But when you start pulling that ego and I'm the baddest and I'll take your woman and, hey, you know, and all of the disrespect that comes out of the guy that's under the spotlight to the audience, there's going to be aggression. They're going to wait for him when he comes outside because he's pointing at somebody looking and staring, and if he hesitates too long, guess what? Oh, you're addressing me. See, and you got to remember, when you were young, Poetic, how would that have affected you being in a club and a rapper, he's on stage, he's looking at you, and he points and says, you ain't about, you know, I can do you, I can take you. You know, how would you have reacted?
I've actually seen it happen. I've seen them stop their show and stop what they're doing, and they pointed somebody in the crowd, and next thing I know, it was on.
Well, see, that...
I saw that.
That is, see, young rappers don't even understand.
But I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna tell you what did take place. They threw something from the crowd.
What, after he did that?
No. The person threw something out from the crowd up on stage.
Uh huh.
And I was like, whoa. This is way back in the day, so I guess they were just taking care of business.
Was that you, Poetic?
What do you think, Yvonne?
Well, like I said, that's the following that they had. They had some people that were angry and upset and easily pushed. But like you said, that the other type of music, like R&B, doesn't push people to rub people the wrong way. You know, you can get on something, and the thing is, like, it's the same way with being in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Someone get on stage from the Bronx, start talking about hip-hop was born in the Bronx. You got somebody in Brooklyn like, yo, that don't know what we're talking about. Man, hip-hop wasn't all that in the Bronx. Why niggas always saying that? That's what happened. That's what happened. Then it started to get this thing where we argued back and forth of where hip-hop started. Neither one of them probably knew where hip-hop really started from, but they done heard it from somebody and this person, but they both going to shout out their boroughs, and there we go.
You know, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How many fights were started after a Teddy Pendergrass concert?
I think they did something else after Teddy Pendergrass concert.
There were more babies made after Teddy Pendergrass concert than fights ever. Okay? So when you start to say, when you lay the mood, why aren't hip-hop artists laying the mood to have a party, let's love tonight? You know, I can remember all those phrases, and they were psychologically suggestive. You know, hey, I call myself a player from the Himalayas, but let me tell you, them words work. They work. They're going to work on somebody in the crowd. You know, I mean, if you put it out there, they will follow you. And, you know, the record industry, they're looking for the next one. Sure, they stumble, they fall. Yeah, they invest in the wrong ones and the horror stories of owing the label for what they've advanced. But I got to give them that one point. They try. They believe in people that aren't investing in themselves. Irregardless of whether you get a record label contract, you're still going to have to live and support, grow, and pay bills and taxes. So,
I want to ask you guys this. How do you guys feel about this 360 deal? Right on.
Well, Lincoln abolished slavery, but the record label's bringing it back. Because that's what it is. I mean, Poetic, I'm going to hire you for a job. I want you to be my employee.
Okay.
But are you beholden to me for 24 hours a day or just for the time that you're working?
Just for the time that I'm working, right?
Okay, but isn't that the same thing that you're doing with the label? You're working, but, you know, you're beholden for everything, merchandising, you know, what anything that you might do, they get a percentage out of it, and not necessarily are they the ones that might invest in that merchandise. See, that's the catch to it. That 360.
Okay. Well, their argument is, hey, they got you started in the game. They found you when you had absolutely nothing, and they've discovered you.
Isn't that just like slavery? When they told the Africans, hey, we want to take you on a cruise. Come with us. Then all of a sudden you found out. Whoa! I'm getting this is not the cruise I thought it was.
I don't know if it's like slavery, but it's because slavery was, you know, beaten and brutal.
If you don't fulfill the contract and they advance it to you, can they not sue you and take everything?
I mean, slavery, they gave you no advance at all. They just put you on a ship, and here's your master. You know,
being blindsided with a lack of knowledge, and that's the way a lot of artists are signing these contracts, with a lack of knowledge about what's going to come from that.
Let's include this.
See, it's not exactly, but in the same point of view, it is. Because, you see,
Let's include the call. Caller 443-226. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and give us your contribution to tonight's topic. 443-226.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Well, I'm calling from Maryland. I go by the name of Righteous. I'm just calling, basically trying to touch on the topic that you were stating earlier about the hip hop game or rap, per se about in terms of the record. I mean the language and the severity of how it is right now, as far as the language and just the total disrespect and the lyrics and stuff like that. My question is, do you think that the record labels take part responsibility in this also?
Do they take responsibility taking a part?
I mean, do you think
propelling?
It should be responsible? Do you think that they're part responsible for way hip-hop is right now?
Yes, I do. I really believe that the record labels, this is just my personal opinion, and I think, for everybody out there listening, all your major labels, if you're listening, hey, I'm going to tell it like it is. I truly believe you guys are putting this out here for the record, for the music artists, for rap to fade away, and this is just my opinion, by us to keep on doing this with the language that we're doing. I think what's going to happen is we're going to get pushed under the rug. It's just like a balloon. You blow a balloon up to its maximum, what happens? It pops. If we don't be careful, it's going to fade away because everybody is not going to trust what's going to come out of our mouth, and they're not going to want to do business with us. That's just my personal opinion.
But is that why rappers are going over to country western bands and what have you?
Well, no, that's probably why some of them are doing it, because they're using a strategic measure of getting the word out. But realistically, this is my opinion, and it always has been my opinion, is music is meant to be heard and not silenced. If you got violence going on in your music, you got a lot of profanity going into your music, it's only going to be so long that your market is going to start, it's going to become limited, more limited and more narrow till you're not being heard anymore.
A point, yeah. And I think that when you say hip-hop
and
artists...
And by the way, caller 443, what was your name again?
Righteous.
Righteous? Okay, Righteous.
Hey, Righteous, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? Who's that?
This is Yvonne.
Oh, how you doing, Yvonne?
I'm great.
Oh, man, we got a family reunion on here.
Yeah, I saw your post.
Thank you. Someone actually read my post. Thank goodness. Remind me to send you a T-shirt. Somebody read my post. Wow.
Oh, man, that is cool. Send me one, too.
Yeah.
That's all.
What, a post or a T-shirt?
But see, right now, people, artists don't have the clean and the dirty version of their music anymore. It's always just the dirty version. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I like the dirty version. I mean, I'm 47 with a four-year-old child, so sometimes I like the dirty version. But I do want to hear the clean version, too. So,
right.
Artists, make a dirty version and a radio version, you know, so that people can choose. You know, don't limit us to hearing one or the other, you know, because if homeboys are sitting around and chilling, they don't want to hear no clean. They want to hear all the other stuff. But other people that might like rap, that might not want to hear the other stuff, let them hear the clean version. That's how you go on the radio.
Don't get me wrong. That, to me, that's strategy. That's strategic. That's thinking beyond your neighborhood. That's thinking beyond that. That's thinking about, hey, I want to do this as a living. I want to make money at this thing. Because don't get me wrong, I want you guys to think about this for a second. You go into McDonald's, do you hear music?
Yes.
If you go into the lobby sometimes in a hotel, you're hearing music. Now, it's not necessarily rap music, but let's just say this. Let's say if it was something that was attractive for them to hear, for the ear, they're going to play it. Don't get me wrong. Macklemore, the dude, he hit it on the dime when he did something about the thrift shop.
Yeah, but you know who has taken over that?
He really did. What's
you
that?
You know, I went to McDonald's just the other day, and the Pharrell's Happy.
It's in there.
They're playing that almost everywhere you go, in the mall, at McDonald's. And, you know, I got to give him that. There's something about that song that's uplifting.
Heard,
it's almost
it
like a gospel
like, wow,
song.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, I have to give it to him because he's the only one that traveled down an avenue just to say, I'm happy. You know, you don't hear that all the time. You know, the last one I can remember that was like that was Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy.
Right.
And they played that till the wheels fell off of that. I was so tired of Bobby McFerrin after a while, you know, but that's when they brought crack in, too. So I'm kind of suspicious of this Happy because I don't want to see another new something hitting the neighborhoods and what have you. And, you know, all of a sudden everybody's happy, but they don't realize they're bringing misery in their life at the same time. So generally when you hear those songs, an epidemic comes around of some new transitional drug, and everybody's going off to be happy, and the next thing you know, they brought misery for the next 5 years in their life, you know? I mean,
and don't get me wrong, Raw Dog. Now, your contribution to that is you're saying that the epidemic is spread because of the message in the music?
Listen, when crack hit the streets, Bobby McFerrin put out a song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. That
so Bobby
was crackhead anthem.
I understand you can parallel that with the time.
No, I saw it.
When it occurred.
I saw it, Poetic.
Hey, wait. Hold on.
Outside my window, I saw it.
Ladies, do you guys agree that the epidemic was spawned off because of Bobby McFerrin? Don't worry, be happy.
I didn't
what's
say
your
spawned
opinion?
Off, but it was a carrier to saying, don't worry, be happy. And let me tell you, partners of mine that got into that, you say, hey, man, do you realize what you're doing? Oh, man, don't worry, be happy. Okay. See, that was their mental side. There, you know, it was like, everything is okay. Don't worry, be happy. I'm broke. I'm panhandling up here at the parking lot. But don't worry, be happy. And you'd see them do the death watch, walk around the block, hour after hour after hour, and you go, wait a minute. But it was a mantra. It was a mind numb.
I got goofed with that one. Sorry.
Hey, man.
I just
I'm way up in Washington State. Now, tip off of this.
It's coincidental, but that's
no,
just
but
my
check,
opinion.
Check this
your
out.
Opinion
check this
is
out.
That it spread the epidemic.
Okay, now remember this. Bush did the Contra. Bush gave Bobby McFerrin an award. He was giving out light awards or star awards. I forget what he called them. He gave him an award for that song. As the Contras, they were trading guns for cocaine. I live in Washington State. Cocaine grows in South America. How in the world did it get on every block in the Pacific Northwest when it doesn't grow here? Don't worry, be happy. It's the truth.
I just need to hear y'all opinion. Somebody, come in. I just want your thoughts.
I think they use that kind of like an air of confusion. Cause from what I learned about people that use cocaine, crack cocaine, they always like to have an air of confusion, get you confused. You start asking them questions, they ask questions back to you, had you so confused you forgot what the first question you asked them. So I think that don't worry, be happy was a way for them to answer for, hey man, how are you gonna pay your bills? Man, don't worry about that. I'm just gonna be happy. You know, I'm get paid how I get paid. So that kind of like became just one of those things that people always say. Like they say, what happened? Nothing happened. When you tell somebody something and they don't understand what you say, and so them saying, can you repeat that? They say, what happened? Nothing happened. I was talking. If you need me to repeat it, you say repeat it. Don't say what happened.
I think they use it as an air of confusion, as a way to kind of like get you to stop asking them why they're using drugs. You know, man, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to be happy. I've lost my job, so I'm just going to be happy.
Now, I just wonder, was this basically in the urban areas? Because
in the inner city, yeah. But it was the song was national. And, they played it so much, I'm sure that anybody that heard it right now could close their eyes and remember. It was just that simple, but it was over and over. Don't worry, be happy. And, I was always told you must worry about your happiness to be happy. You've got to be on top of your game so that you can be happy. It was like a psychological mantra. Forget all your troubles. What was that song? Put your troubles in your old kit bag and something, something. They've had songs that were to motivate or change the way the mind was to think. I'm black and I'm proud. What did that do? Okay. Lean on me. What did that bring about? We shall overcome. What did that bring about?
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is you said that it had a direct relations to the crack being on the streets.
It did.
I say that you really believe that.
How? You can't get a Cuban cigar in Florida. How are you going to get tons of cocaine in America?
I don't agree with that one. But
Cigar?
Could you get a Cuban cigar down here?
Yeah.
I don't smoke cigars, but I'm sure you can.
I don't smoke either. So I can't.
No, but they put a ban on things that could be, Cuba. They still have that sanction on them. So, no, you can't get a Cuban cigar in America. But you could get a ton of cocaine in your city, way up here in the Pacific Northwest. Now, I could see maybe Texas where it comes across through Mexico, but we're talking Washington State. We're talking an epidemic. We're not talking about just somebody hit a score. We're talking about it saturated the area. Don't worry, be happy. Okay, Bush, the Contras, it's true. Oliver North, Bush did do that. Bush even said he started cocaine. Pardon me?
What about the Reagan era?
Well, Reagan wasn't the Contras.
Okay.
When you think about, you start to think about the marijuana that used to come back from Vietnam and the heroin that came back. They did a movie with the guy that he was having heroin shipped with the bodies of the soldiers coming back from Vietnam. These things, they made avenues for these kind of things. When you realize that, DeLorean that made the car manufacturer, he was having financial problems, and he then found that someone wanted to front him cocaine so he could help his business, and they busted him, but he didn't go to jail. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that a Pharrell song is going to bring another epidemic. I'm just saying, let's see. I can't predict that, but I do know that music has a big impression on the minds, because you got to remember, you hear it and it goes to the brain. Psychologically, there are suggestions in music. We talked about Teddy Pendergrass. We said romance and what have you rather than fights. So when we start talking about the power of music and the music industry and the labels, they're there to make money. Now, are we going to say they're all choir boys? Are we going to say that they're all Democrats and not Republicans? We don't know how they are persuaded in what they do and what they put out there. You know, because they haven't been sanctioned except in hip-hop. And the point of the matter about that is that them and the government. You know, I think the only reason that they're dealing with hip-hop is because it was the biggest independent field of artists that they didn't control in the beginning. Now you can build a studio and you can have R&B and folk and pop and all those different groups that you don't need the label any longer to be that financial supporter for that. You know, they've made the equipment so that you can do a 9-to-5 job, save up, and build your dream so that you can have a studio. You know, so I think that's the reason that they're trying to destroy hip-hop, because they can't control it. That's the one thing that broke loose and they couldn't control. Now, Berry Gordy, Motown, he built a studio. They couldn't control Motown. They could only enlist it and try to affiliate itself with Motown. Smart man, you know, but he made the sacrifice and built the studio. Not once did I ever see him go on stage and sing. You know, I often ask a question, how did he get his money so he could build that studio? We never heard that story. Have you ever heard that story, Poetic?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Now look.
How about you, Yvonne? Have you heard it? Or Righteous? One of you guys heard that?
No, I haven't heard it, but I wanted to touch back on what you were saying as far as the record label couldn't control hip hop and rap. And what I'm very passionate about is that the artists that are signed to those labels, I mean, there has to be somebody in there that listens to the song before it's released, before it goes on radio, before it's actually out in the public forum. So my thing is, you know, when they listen to the lyrics, why? I mean, I know freedom of speech, but it makes me wonder, like, okay, is there anybody there to say, hey, wait a minute, this is a little bit vulgar, you know, you're going to destroy this genre, or you know, just think about your future, you know, like, to me, I feel like the record label is promoting, you know, this violence, because they're supposed to be the machine, quote unquote, or the money behind it, so they have the money to put it on FM radio and to put it, you know, in people's ears and whatnot. And we as the audience, you know, have to decide if we want to listen to it or not. Some of us don't have that choice because they're bandwagon followers, you know? So I was just
it's kind of like having cable where you can go to the porn channel or you cannot go to the porn channel. That's what, and there again, that's when we're saying that you should always have two versions of it. I mean, record labels should enforce that, hey, before I release a rated X or explicit, we want to make sure that you have a clean version, too. That should be one of the demands, because that way people are not forced just to listen to the one that's a rated R.
I got a question.
I feel like, go ahead.
Okay. Since we're talking about hip-hop, do we really think that hip-hop is the largest factor for labels as far as their biggest clients? You know, how much do we bring to their profits compared to country, compared to R&B, compared to...
We could be so much more if, you know, another issue with hip-hop is that other artists are, you know, have ill will towards, you know, just back and forth with other artists, the beef and you know, the just tearing one person down just to be on top. You've seen what they did with MC Hammer. In particular, they actually made a statement about him being a crossover artist or he was a sellout because he was getting the British Knight shoe endorsements and he was getting the cartoons and stuff. And that actually, I mean, he even admitted it on one of his interviews that it was kind of like it kind of down and made him feel discouraged. So, you know, he kind of laid low a little bit on that, if you could recall the NPMR era at that time. And then you find out the same artist, in particular, Ice Cube, he ends up having his own movie, doing film, just the same thing that they actually told MC Hammer that, you know, he was that they actually gave him flack on. So I'm just thinking that.
But you know what the difference between Ice Cube and MC's contracts were, don't you?
Well, I don't know the difference between contracts.
Okay, what happened was is Ice Cube told them he wanted his money up front. He didn't want to be assigned and affiliated and under contract with the label.
He
formed a contract to be paid for what he did. He didn't want to follow through the label and the royalties and all of that. So he cashed himself out in the beginning of it, and he reinvested his money. You know, so technically, you know, MC Hammer. Now, I got to say this. I remember seeing MC Hammer, and I thought he was fantastic with the show he put on. But it was it was like a circus. He had too many that he was carrying.
Right.
For what he was getting for his performances. So the profit was limited to him, and he made bad investments too. You know, I mean, he did. So, you know, but let's put it like this. You know, the industry, if you're not intelligent and focused and having a goal other than being a recording artist for your life, I mean, you have to have goals for your life. And so what happens is that to be the artist signed to a label, that's not totally who you are. That's your job. You're still going to, when you're not on stage and what have you and in the studio and what have you, you're still going to have to go back and be who you were when you woke up the day you decided you wanted to be an artist. And so this is where the losing focus of what your goals really are. And one is to have a good enough paying job for stability. You know, you throw the fame out of there. You know, let's just tell it like it is. It's about making a substantial income consistently, not just get a big payday today and, you know, 5 years from now waiting for the next one. You know, we're talking about consistency. So a lot of the young artists that are coming out have very little education when it comes to economic survival and long-term planning. They live for now. And I guess it's up to us to pass the word that live past this minute and look for the hour, for the next year, for the next 5 years, to the next 10 years. Because that's what the problem, you know, they talked about Whitney Houston. Now, she wasn't a hip-hop artist, but she was with Bobby Brown. They made really good money. Fantastic wedding. What was it, $8 million or something? And then they got married at some big figure, $800,000. And guess what?
Right on, that you're getting ready to start establish a whole new conversation in the last minute of the show. I'm just gonna let you guys know that we're gonna follow the consistency buzz what Rodar just mentioned. We go right into the music in the next minute. But before we do that, go to www.hiphopnational.com, register at our website and become a part of the movement. We love you. Thank you guys. Thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight. We really appreciate your time, and please join us again. We are on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for talk, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for the music, and on Sunday we take you to church with Pastor Willingham. All right, brother. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know how we're doing it.
Hey, good night. God bless everybody.
All right,
thank
you. Good night,
everybody. Dr. A.T.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else great.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious.
For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Hey.
Go ahead, I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days.
Hey.
Get down on your knees, let him know that. Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor.
Nah,
see, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do, working in the hospital?
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made a bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude.
only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Everywhere she record him. Told his mama she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding. To the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point where she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind and you my heart so
get me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice strong, but I ain't gonna let you know. Tripping. She wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna rush things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, don't let this slow us down. We ain't got a BJ, okay, just to run in town. I bought the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well. With the guala guadas that'll run it through the town. And you ain't gotta stunt too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no drink, gray hair. But she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby, boy, you're still on my mind.
Mind enough, you my heart so
get me higher.
boy sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know. I seen a lot of women, yeah, we all know. Seen the baddest and the cutest at my next shows. I ain't tripping, I think I found a different flow that'll keep a tight straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow, so when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the glorious out, gotta bring the pimpin' out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa and her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. But the business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, search every nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain. Nobody gave a damn, so was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in his... Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on Deck, Change the World.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
We don't need no more bloodshed, no more gunfire. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretchers. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fist in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, one light, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First things first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Change the world. LaRouche and Paula Reed, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change the
come
world.
On. It starts with you and me, we can
change
come
the world.
On. LaRouche and Paula Reed, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
It
takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young is getting tired. I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain. But he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay. Police around us every way. Another body on the ground. The killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the rain. Uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man. Elevated. Cause tomorrow's not promised. I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. Wanna fatten your wallet, then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but the execs get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan LaRouche, Pomeroy, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
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 Rise up for a new beginning. Believe me when I say we could change the world.
We could change the world.
Next on Deck, I'm a Rider.
Man, I'm a rider. It feels good to be on fire. Man, I'm a rider. These dreams are gonna take me higher. Man, I'm a rider. I've hit people on fire, no liar. Man, I'm a rider. I keep a bumper in the hip hop room. My name's on fire. Man, I'm a rider.
Next on deck, Amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special made to order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Slight success. world's all changed, and everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game, yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed, and everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game, boy. Soul is what's missing. I'm smoking countless bowls on my mission. Mary Jane dulls the pain in my brain from the things I'm missing, like certain family traditions. And I like a lot of you cats, I don't do it for commission. Do it to get everyone in my presence to submission. My opinion, I win when anyone will listen. I'm spitting till they smitten. Whether freestyle or written, warm or cold, whether man, any condition, I get the beat, what it needs, like a kid with nutrition. My soul feeds on these melodies, they get me out the confusion. Never had a real fit in competition or losing. They say I'm like a guy in Mouth King with the way I'm cruising. Straight beat riding, watch me do it, you'll be like, I swear he was flying. And I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on the seat, I'm scary when I'm crying, Everybody after a little slice of something. All I need, good friends with good music that's bumping. It's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage inside of something like an animal that can't be caged. Another chapter of my life, turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Let's get on the bus. All right.
I'm on the bus. I'm on the bus. I'm on the bus. I'm on the
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Hip Hop.